So, that's okay. Oh, today's date, which is 12/29/2023. Patient's name is Shataria Williams, Willims. Date of birth, leave it alone. Miss Williams is a, leave that alone too till I get to it. So blank year old woman who has been going through a lot of issues with her life. The patient was homeless in December, which caused her not to be able to perform her work. She works for the state of Texas as a social worker, period. Subsequently, not a social worker, put down as a healthcare worker. Healthcare provider, yeah. Subsequently, patients now requesting an evaluation to be able to return to work, period. Patient suffers from PTSD and opioid disorder, which is under control at this time. She has an appointment with the VA. She sees the VA hospital on a regular basis, but they're not able to fill out her paperwork for her to be able to return to work in the beginning of the year. Allergy, none. Medication, Remeron, as well as Seroquel. Social, she does smoke. She doesn't drink. She has two children. She has a place that she has secured to live. She's not suicidal. Surgery, C-section, tubal ligation, family history, positive for mental health disorder, stroke, myocardial infarction, coronary artery disease. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system. She has a great support system. She's actually under care of both the physician, under care of physicians at the VA who oversee her medications. She's doing well with her medication. Part of the problem, she tells me that she quit taking her medication, and that may have been precipitated her PTSD and the fact that she was homeless, period, and caused her homelessness, period. Patient's has a much better handle on life, is able to return to work on 1/3/24. I have reviewed the material regarding activities and capabilities from the Texas Health and Human Services, and after discussion with patients, filled out her paperwork to be able to return to work as of 1/3/24, if there is any new paragraph, if there's any questions or comments, please call us at 281-592-1115 regarding this patient's return to work. Thank you.